Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Episode 6.2, Movement Snack. Let's go for a walk. This week, we were discussing healthy family tips. And I had mentioned that in our household, if you want dessert after dinner, then you have to have been outside doing some sort of movement, some sort of exercise, or have been at dance or football or soccer. So if they have been active, they are allowed to have dessert. And I understand that some people don't agree with this because we don't want to think of it as, you know, like a reward in regards to working out, then you receive the reward of dessert. And I try not to do it quite like that. They don't get dessert every single night if they're out playing. You know, that's not what it's about. But it is one of those things where if they say, oh, mom, can I have a cup of ice cream for dessert? I'll say, were you outside today? Oh, no. Okay, then, yeah, no. So that's kind of how I work it in my household. And whether you agree or not, that's what I do. So what I want you to do for your movement snack this week is get outside. And the easiest thing you can do as a family is go for a walk. You can find an area and go for a walk after dinner time. Or I'm going to open it up because I know some people may not have an area that they're able to walk in the evening. So maybe what you could do instead is just get outside and play. Find something to do outside with your kids. It could be as simple as grabbing a piece of chalk, drawing a hopscotch board, and playing hopscotch for a little bit. It could be throwing a ball around. And remember, you don't have to be playing a sport, so to speak, when you're doing it. We have we call them bouncy balls. They're balls, I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. They're balls that these kids get whenever they go anywhere, I feel like. And they're little balls that they can bounce. So my husband will throw the ball, like even when we're on walks, he'll take a bouncy ball with him and he'll throw it, and then each of the kids will run and try to catch it, and it's a game that they've always played. We even did this in New York City. So just something fun like that that you can do to kind of create different styles of movement. But while you're doing this, I want you to do something else for me. So you do need to be outside when you do this. And I want you, and you can even recommend your children do it too, I want you to look for something far off in the distance and try to really concentrate and focus on whatever it is, usually like a bird or a tree, and allow your eyes to relax. Normally, I am so sorry, that is my rabbit in the background. I don't know if you can hear him, but he's going crazy right now. Okay, anyway, so what you're going to do is normally when you're inside, we tend to look at things close up, whether it be computers, cell phones, TV screens, even just looking at someone in the next room, your eyes have to work a lot more. They're straining to look at things close up. But when you go outside, your eyes tend to relax. It allows your eyes to relax, not just by looking outside, but looking at something far off in the distance. It allows the eyes to relax. So if you think of it like a muscle, if you were to be holding your arm up in a bicep curl for 8 hours a day, that would really fatigue that muscle. So we need to let it relax, just like our eyes need opportunities to relax. I'm going to ask that you go outside and you just look at something far off in the distance, and then you can play your activity. And I do recommend this as well. If you are someone who sits at a computer all day, take breaks. Even if you're in an office or something, take breaks throughout the day and try to look at something through a window, something outside that you can look off in the distance, to give those eyes a rest. That is your movement snack. You're going to get outside, look at something far off in the distance to let your eyes relax, and make sure that you are finding ways to move with your family, having fun, playing a game, whatever it is you choose. And then make sure to let us know in our FormFitMom community what you chose to do. And if you noticed anything when you looked off in the distance, I mean, that's just nice, being able to get outside and watch a bird fly through the air, you know, something like that. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon.